All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more spawns, so let's go ahead and get started. By the way, I can actually kind of do these live stream now, but nah, I'm not gonna. I don't think it's really necessary. I think it's better to just go through the comics, you know, as I have been doing. We don't really have that many. I don't know if we have a big enough audience that cares and wants me to do this shit live. I don't really want to. And when I say live, I mean, you know, with a bunch of people and super chats and all that kind of stuff. Plus, I don't want to draw too much attention because I don't know what comic publisher is going to be like, oh, well, we didn't really want you reading all those volumes, and I don't know. Look, I mean, this is for promotion. I've always said that. It's for promotion. If you like the comics, buy them. You can buy them at so many different places. I mean, all over the internet. Literally just Google it. Like, you find Amazon hard copies. You can find stuff. You find hard copies from the official websites. Like, Image probably has some hard copies there. If you'd like to have hard copies, of course, the digitals are always available all over the place. You can get a Comixology account or similar, and you can read comics on the go. So that's another great thing you can do. So let's go ahead and get started with Spawn, number 60, April 1997, Dwarfed. Spawn was here. I bet he was. Asleep. Wanda has, for the moment, found unwanted relief from her waking nightmare, the abduction of Cyan, her only daughter. When the police came, she told them everything she could remember, but long after their departure, her mind kept gnawing at those memories, frantically searching for a hidden clue. She'd forgotten something. She had to have. Because none of this makes any sense. And though her focus was on retrieving every impression of those moments, she strayed from the task with thoughts of her little girl. Is she safe? Is she hungry? What's going through her two-year-old mind? Why is any of this happening? Over and over, Wanda relived it all, praying for the return of her baby. Finally, exhaustion overwhelmed her, leaving her husband alone with a nagging fear that he's involved. Fear that the man once married to Wanda, once his best friend, who died and came back to life, could also be the kidnapper. Damn you, Al. Now, in the heart of New York's sprawling maze of alleys, a war is about to be waged. A small army of police specialists is pitted against a man whose own training before his death was in the art of killing. He'd intended to fight elsewhere tonight against his former boss, Jason Wynn, and this new threat shouldn't be much of a distraction, given that Spawn is fully aware of his enemy, while they act as if they're chasing a ghost. Someone that might not even exist. He's about to let them know that he does. No! Haven't you learned anything? Get your hand off me! Why? What were you going to do, kill a cop in cold blood? Think, man! I don't have to. Not when it comes to war. So that's what this is. A war. Well, I guarantee that if you take out a couple of police officers, you'll get your unholy battle. Every cop in the city will be swarming into this alley, tearing everything apart until they find you. I'll take my chances. I'm sure you will, but what about the rest of us who'll be caught in the middle? You don't even know why they're here, do you? Do you? No. Find out, then do your killing, but at least know the reason you're willing to murder. Find anything else, George? You mean this isn't enough? Christ, I've been at this job 20 years and nothing compares to this. There must be over a dozen bodies in this chair. I mean, this guy is sitting on rotten corpses in the middle of some friggin' goo, surrounded by garbage and bugs, and he calls this home. Someone in that state of mind is capable of anything. We need to find this creep, and fast. I don't even want to think what he's planning for that little girl. Someone call in, tell him to send transport for the gorilla. Let them know we're going deeper into this maze. I want every cop this side of Jersey to have a picture of, what's the kid's name again? Cyan. Right. Circulate it everywhere. Don't move a muscle, scumbag. Toomp! Guys, over here! I got him! It's the second time tonight Spawn has let his guard down. Cursing himself, he refocuses his anger. It'll be 2 weeks before the downed officer returns to work. Startled cockroaches scurry chaotically as pungent water drips from cracks in ancient pipes and gutters. Below, a child is finally asleep, overtaken by exhaustion. She's been deprived of both food and water while being forced to draw countless sketches, hour after hour. Driven by a maniac whose only purpose in abducting the girl is to drive a wedge between his hated enemy Spawn and those who surround him. Everyone involved believes the cloaked hero is to blame. They are oblivious to a changeling sent from a fiery pit of hell. You big baby! Here, take your stupid sucker thingy. But I'll need to make a little trade first, and I don't give a rat's ass how cold it is. A little pneumonia ain't gonna kill ya, and even if it does, it's your loss. 'Cause I'm getting sick of your freaking crying. Always whining for mommy and daddy and food. Fine, you're hungry. I'll fix something. Chomp, chomp, slurp, chomp, patooey! Watching you little humans choke on your own vomit is enlightening, especially after the poison takes effect. Things are getting complicated, Mr. Wynn. The surveillance team can't get close to Fitzgerald's home because of all the police activity, and maybe some time before our operatives can... Yes, I've heard. Make sure that Fitzgerald doesn't use this distraction to slip through any cracks. So what else do you know? We verified that the kidnapper is the one we know as Spawn. He seems to be carrying out some personal vendetta, but details are sketchy. Right now the alleys are being combed by the cops. Send out 3 units to monitor the police activity. I want to know exactly what's happening down there. Yes, sir. I need time to deal with Terry myself, so I need to be sure Spawn won't be making a sudden appearance. I'm still not clear on what connects those two. But traitors will not be tolerated. The safety of the girl is not our focus. What is, gentlemen, is finding out who else Fitzgerald contacted with the stolen data. Then terminate them. He'd excused himself to go to the bathroom, asking Wanda if she'd be okay. He's trying to be strong in his wife's presence, but Terry isn't immune to this trauma either. A sense of duty has caused him to keep hiding that fact. God help me. You! Where's my girl? Where'd you take her? I don't care how much you've changed, I'll kill you before you... Bam! Ugh! Shut up! Are you crazy? I just want my girl back. You can have whatever else you need. Now you listen to me, Terry. I need to know what the hell's going on here. What's happened to Cyan? I don't have her, understand? It wasn't me. Now you can either believe that and help me or get... Excuse me. And help me get her back or do nothing. You've seen how I live now. The unholy forces that made me are capable of anything, including shapeshifting. Your child is just a toy in their sadistic game. So I need some answers. A few moments later. Terry! That voice wasn't him, was it? It was... Excuse me. Let's try that one again, guys. That voice! It was him, wasn't it? Spawn was here! Did he bring Cyan back? What are you hiding? Down the hall, a black, leathery hand removes a specific item. And Geneva agreed to the... Let's try that one again. And Geneva agreed to the investigations into what they called these disruptions. Both sides pledged to work towards resumption of a peace negotiation. Well, of peace negotiations. The president issued a statement calling the talks a priority of the highest order, an opportunity to put aside short-term interests and suspicions in favor of larger national and international ideals. In the background to the tensions are arms sales agreements, which are being ignored according to well-documented reports. Rebel groups, generally arming themselves with weapons stolen from the military, have begun raiding each other's camps for increasingly scarce guns and ammunition, while military bases on both sides have beefed up security around their own ordnance stockpiles. Arms manufacturers in the U.S. have denied knowledge of any disruptions in shipment deliveries. The lies, the schemes, the duplicity. There's just nothing like being on hand when great nations sit down to make nice with one another. The topic on everyone's mind at this peace talks is the shortage of guns. And this reporter has to wonder if we're all in the same reality. I've seen no shortage of armed men since I arrived at the conference site here in Geneva. Maybe it's just an affectation of the language of diplomacy. Meanwhile, the buzz behind the buzz has to do with a shortage of not guns, but uniforms among the rebels. It seems these nations' armies have been storming the rebel camps to steal their weapons back. They've been having the worst time trying to determine if the doors they're breaking down belong to rebels or just black marketeers. One hates to apologize unnecessarily.
Now here's a good one. Entire container ships filled with mayhem delivery systems are vanishing and no one is willing to say the word theft. Could it be that the administration is unaware of the cabal of rogue agents on its very payroll? Hello? Is anyone awake? Isn't it time to ask some questions of those badly dressed guys with the passports and the black budget? Those centrally intelligent agents? There's no reason to doubt that if our Bubba catches one of his boys' club pals with his hand in the international cookie jar, why, he'll just come right out and tell us, right? What a great system.
He doesn't know if it'll work, but right now it's the only thing that makes sense. To try to connect Cyan's aura via some physical object. There were two things Cyan clung to lately. One was the stuffed animal now held tightly in Spawn's grasp. The other a necklace made from an old soother and a shoelace she'd found at the hospital during Terry's illness. It's the same shoelace that Spawn wore stitched into his face until recently. Our Crimson Warrior hopes that since Cyan is a piece of his past and he has a piece of hers, there exists a bond of residual invested energy that should link the two. Meanwhile, the air grows colder as the hours drift away.
You said you were thirsty. Now take it.
No. Me don't want.
I'm not asking you, bitch. I'm telling you. Now drink up. Before I shove it down your scrawny little...
Something has just triggered Clown's senses. Or more correctly, someone.
Go ahead. Try and protect her. You're a bigger fool than I thought if you think it'll last. She's mine, Spawny old boy. And I didn't say you could have her yet.
As the demonic dwarf rants, Spawn commands his living outer shell, comfort the child. It obeys. Let's try it.
Let's end this. You want the child, then you come get her, now. But you'd better be ready to kill me first.
He knows he should leave. Just get Cyan to safety immediately, but he's grown tired of this game, always waiting for Hell to make the next move. It's time that stopped. All is quiet for a moment. Then, like some wailing banshee, the clown starts to laugh. Louder and louder. He's taunting Spawn. It works.
Cook!
Shock!
Say your prayers, fat boy.
Click, click, click. What's the matter? You thought I was just gonna stand here and let you blow my brains out? Tsk, tsk. You aren't very sharp, are you? After all, I come from hell too, Char Baby. It's not by accident that Malbolgia chose me to be your shadow. So as good as you think you are, us trueborns of hell have powers you can't even imagine.
Preoccupied with his boasting, Clown doesn't see Spawn's costume begin to ripple until it's too late.
Yah!
As spikes drive clear through both of Clown's arms, in his rage, Spawn directed his costume into attack mode. His order's been carried out. So, too, do the chains serve their master, easily crushing the wrists of its host's enemy. Now, for the first time since Al Simmons became undead, he's manipulating his costume with conviction, with purpose.
I've been patient long enough, you human sack of crap! Have you forgotten about my true form? You've never been a match for the Violator!
As the metamorphosis begins, the constraints binding Clown also change. Razor-sharp links limit Violator's growth, painfully cutting into leathery flesh each time the attempt is made, slicing through a hell-formed cartilage and tendons, forcing the Clown to remain in his sadistic, bloated form.
Your reign of terror is over, freak. And when I'm through with you, Wynn and Chapel are next.
Chapel? Chapel? You moron! He didn't kill you! You mean after all this, you still don't know who whacked you? Good. That'll be another question to haunt you forever while your soul rots in hell. Well, take a good long look around, Spawny, then. After I kill you, the kid gets snuffed in 2 seconds!
Fuck! No, you take a look. Skitch!
Necroplasm splat- try that one again. Necroplasm spatters the ground as the blood-colored cloak swallows Clown's head whole. An air supply is choked off with a vacuum-like suction. Spawn's next move will cost him precious energy, inching his soul that much closer to the devil's grasp. Al doesn't give a damn. His anger begs for release, a kind of spiritual acid bath. With that done, he turns his attention elsewhere, to another soul, innocent no longer, now tainted by his curse. Queens, 4:47 a.m. Sleep has lately become a distant stranger to this house.
Mommy! Mama!
Wanda steadies herself against the door jamb. Involuntarily, she screams, alerting her husband to the miracle now placed before her. Tears flow freely as dawn's first light blankets the family in radiance. It's a new day. Wanda, sensing a subtle message, knows in heart there's a reason for her child's safe return. She gives praise to that protector.
Oh, thank you. God, thank you.
Okay, issue 61, May 97. Sanctuary.
Unfortunately, Miss Blake, we don't have any more answers than you do. I learned a long time ago that logic doesn't play a big part when you're dealing with psychos.
Well, whatever Spawn's rationale was, it's over. Your child is back safe. That's what's important now. And for the time being, at least, she seems to be adjusting quite well.
So, how do we know he won't come back again?
Honestly, we don't. But only very rarely will a kidnapper hit the same place twice, especially if they've failed. It's better for them to move on, usually out of state.
How do you know he failed?
What do you mean? We have Cyan back, but no one knows why or how.
And the fact that you had the house under surveillance is not very comforting, since he can still just come and go at will.
I understand your concerns, believe me, but since your child is back, our investigation now shifts to tracking Spawn down, not preventing his return. We'll be working with the FBI until he's located, but these things can drag on for years. You're best off just getting on with your lives.
I wish we could offer you more satisfaction. In the meantime, you have my number. Please feel free to give me a call if your daughter's mood shifts dramatically.
I'll put you in touch with professionals who can help.
Like a funeral procession, they depart, quietly leaving nearly as many unanswered questions as when Cyan first disappeared. The neighbors will soon whip themselves into a gossiping frenzy of misinformed speculation.
This is Unit 612. Could you pass on to Officer Lutch that the surveillance team on the Fitzgerald House has been disbanded?
So has activated a secret network that channels all categories of information to interested parties.
And the gorilla?
Taken care of. Sigor's been transported to the Norristown Containment Facility. He's undergoing tests as we speak.
We still don't have any idea how he ended up in Spawn's alleyway.
Reports indicate that, following his escape, Sigor headed purposely to New York. We're still probing for the connection.
And Fitzgerald?
He's wide open. Our contacts say that your people can close in without tripping over the local authorities. No motivation has been yet determined for Spawn's actions.
Then make that a priority. I'm beginning to weary of how this lone man is consistently able to manipulate events to his will. Find him, then make him disappear.
You seem to be quite hot, sir.
I can relate.
Click!
Terry and Wanda welcome the thought of sleep not plagued by anxious nightmares.
Come on, Granny, let's get you to bed. We've made up the extra room for you. That's so sweet. Cyan will be so excited to see you, to see you're still here in the morning. Night-night, Nana. Bless you, child. After too many restless nights, a sense of normality has been restored to the household. Cyan is nestled safely, comfortably, lovingly between Mom and Dad. Each a soothing balm of the emotional wounds they've all suffered, as they try to reclaim a home brushed by the hand of death.
Elsewhere in the dark, crack! Spooch! Cold air rushes through narrow passages that separate towering structures. Hidden within these spaces are outcasts of society trying to make themselves invisible amid the shadows. Our hero has now staked a claim for his turf.
So this is where you've come to hide now.
along with pieces of your destruction. It's a reminder of the hell I'm now living, and a warning to my enemies. So tell me, why are you here, Cog? I don't like being followed. I'm here to help you. Why? Because someone needs to show you what the true face of your enemy looks like. I already know who they are. It's just taken me a while to do something about it. You've accomplished nothing. For all your power, you still don't understand how this new life works. Though you may believe otherwise, Violator isn't dead, no matter what may have happened to its human form. There's one proper way to kill a demon, which obviously you haven't learned. Just as with that angel you believe vanquished, things are not what they appear to be. Look, old man, I'm not interested in your mumbo-jumbo right now. Right now, though, you and I are due for a good long talk. So now what? Now I get my pound of flesh before Clown popped up. I was on my way to wipe out Wynn, and after that, Chapel. You're just triggering a domino effect by believing their lies. What, the Chapel wasn't actually my killer? Clown already fed me that one. Well, he was right. My manipulation is one of the ways hell keeps you off balance. You're easier to control if you're not focused. If you want to retreat and then attack again, fine. But don't run out on those homeless fools who consider you a friend. They deserve better. I don't have any friends. Not anymore. Then I pity you, Al, because that's also what Malbolgia wants. For you to become isolated, withdrawn. Well, enjoy your solitude and your new friends here, because besides being the carriers of man's sins, they've also been known to drain one's soul. But I guess you already knew that. Tell Wanda I really enjoyed myself today, Terry. Hopefully she'll find strength to get herself past all this, especially for Cyan's sake. That little girl's going to need all the attention she can get from both of you the next few days.
We know, Granny. Your being there today is appreciated more than you'll ever know. Wanda's still a bit shaken, and I know she's going to want to put all her energy towards Cyan and ignore herself. She'll need someone to distract her, to relieve some of the pressure.
I'll do whatever I can. I'm counting on it. Now, you're sure you don't need any help to your house? You ask me that every time, Terry. I may be old and blind, but I can still walk a few steps without falling down dead. Hee hee. Lord bless you for always caring. Kiss Cyan again for me.
Before the door is fully open, the elderly woman senses something.
Al! It's nice to have you visiting again.
I'm sorry it's been so long.
You never mind that. I can only imagine how God has been keeping you busy.
That's not why I haven't come. It's because I'm afraid to.
I don't understand.
You've become my last true connection to the past. Everything else is gone. And since my death, I don't like what I've become or what I'm turning into. I'm afraid that you'll find out I'm not what you think I am.
I already know what you are, child. An angel. Someone who watches over us in our time of need. Who helps ease our boundaries. Our burdens, rather. That must be a great hardship. But heaven only chooses those who have a strong will and a good heart. Still, he can't control our guilt. That's ours to keep. You just have to learn how to let that go.
I'm trying.
That's not enough, Al. I can feel how hard you've become. There was a time when I could sense only softness. Let go of your pain. Others need you now, like Cyan and Wanda. She believes God had a hand in returning her child to safety. You're now a part of that, which means you bring hope and courage. Don't spoil that, because indirectly, you become part of her faith. And within that lives her love for you.
Hours later, the effect of their talk is still felt. Confusion. For though Granny's views bore their usual wisdom, they were coupled with a telling of the facts of Cyan's kidnapping. He must somehow deal with the fact that besides being a focus for Wanda's love, as Spawn, he's also a source of her fears. Bam, bam, bam! Her hatred. Grunch! Bam, bam, scrape! Bam, bam! Crick, crack, splat, slook! Oops! Bam, bam! Clunk, clink!
The final piece is laid to rest, silencing the chaotic noise of the past few hours. Hour by hour they live, never knowing where their next meal will be found or how the elements will batter them. Moments like this are rare. The discovery of purpose in their lives, however meager, is something that doesn't happen often. So who's to blame them for indulging themselves, congratulating one another on the twisted construct, their masterwork, to the point where they're complimenting each other's compliments, savoring the moment like the taste of a $9 wine bottle. $9 bottle of wine.
God damn it! What the hell is going on here?
I left for a reason. Can't you guys get that through your heads? I can't be involved with you anymore, because with everyone gunning for my ass, you're safe for not knowing where I am.
Jeez, Al, we didn't mean anything.
It's just that Cagliostro said you might be looking for some company, so we kind of coaxed the directions out of him.
Well, he was wrong.
Maybe he was, but if you're worried about the cops, you know he wouldn't rat on you.
Yeah. And we sure as heck wouldn't leave without telling anyone. You know we all accept that you're a special case, so we'll overlook that. But you still need friends, and friends like to do favors, so we thought you could use another Lazy Boy chair.
It doesn't have as many body parts as the last one, but what can you do? Go on, try it.
It's fine.
Their king approves. The simple acknowledgement is all they wanted. Having received it, they go off on their way, leaving Spawn to his own considerations. Time becomes meaningless.
What are you looking at?
As necroflesh and living tissue open up to the ritual of rebirth. Assisted by the worms, who now recharge the costume's aura of sin, slowly pouring their essential evil over the symbiote like some ghostly syrup, reality and illusion become blurred. The uniform's host lapses into a bizarre, coma-like state.
What you think, Spawn? How does it feel to be completely at the mercy of others? You control nothing anymore, though to some degree you never did. The seed of your worthlessness was planted long ago while you were still in your mama's belly. You played at being some pathetic patriot. That didn't work. It only broke your wife's heart. And the ones you blame for your death? Feh. Like you? Puppets. And hell pulls all those strings any way we see fit. You're only what we allow you to be. Nothing more. Your memories? Your thoughts? We gave those to you. Sometimes they're real, most times they're not. Let's try an easy one, like, who actually killed you? Was it Wynn? Was it Chapel? That's as many faces, old pal. And just because you believe something to be, that does not make it so. Who was it, Spawn? Who burned you? Who tortured your sorry little ass into oblivion? And even if I give you a clue, how can you be sure it's not a dream? Just like me. Am I dead? Did you kill me? Do you really think two such children born in the darkest depths of hell can ever be separated? We're connected, just like you and your symbiote.
Someone who embraces evil to its fullest, who lusts for power and prestige, and who is in fact just another of our countless playthings on Earth. We control her as we control you, and we will someday control Wanda. She's our prize, not you. The answer lies with her.
Oh, that was supposed to be Red and Clown. It's weird.
Well, maybe we'll redo those.
Someone who embraces evil to its fullest, who lusts for power and prestige, and who is, in fact, just another of our countless playthings on Earth. We control her as we control you, and we'll someday control Wanda. She's our prize, not you. The answer lies with her. She's what hell's after, and you're leading us to her.
So another piece of Spawn's unholy tapestry is woven, and hidden within its design, a few more answers. While hidden in the background, the possibility of 1,000 new questions. Our hero feels forced into an abyss of pain and turmoil. Any thought of redemption seems a deluded fantasy, yet he hopes for relapse. The others are left helpless, but to watch for the outcome. Issue number 62, June 1997. Return.
Ah.
The man's gurgling on his own blood. His screams are barely audible. crushed now against chain link fence. He's given up all hope of escape. As his two burly assailants loom, Victor Koslov prays silently in his native tongue. In years past, while working in the Diplomatic Corps U.S. mission, Victor reported directly to the Kremlin. Then, seduced by capitalism, he defected. There was no denying his value as an expert on Russian political and consumer preferences. As a well-placed insider behind the old Iron Curtain, he had networks of connecting him to all areas of interest. The CIA was one of many clients. Recently, though, Victor's credibility had come into question. Certain South Americans had been getting too cozy. So Victor simply distanced himself from people who were accustomed to relying on him. Bad move. He was now unnecessary, even a liability. His body will never be found. He will be explained away as a deep cover mole who feared detection and was spirited home. Such is the fate of those who cross this man, Jason Wynn, head of America's officially non-existent most powerful international intelligence bureau, the United States Security Group. Time to rise and sigh. Time to rise and shine, Jason. Open those eyes up nice and wide. What's the matter, tough guy? Surely it can't be that you're afraid. Not you. I thought you were beyond that. Nothing gets to you. That's what you kept telling us. You're always in control. Well, you're wrong. I'm getting to you and nothing can stop that. Who the hell are you? What's the matter, Jason? Don't recognize your own handiwork? Or are your hands so clean you've never seen the results of your kill orders? That's why you needed us, your elite assassins. We provided the buffer of deniability you needed as you played your secret war games. You want to know the strange thing? For the most part, I didn't even mind. But then you had to get greedy. Needed to have power over everything and everyone. What do you care about the pain you caused their families? Oh, there's a little bit more here. Those of us that got in your way just became expendable. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? What do you care about the pain you caused their families? So that's it. You're some kind of traitor seeking revenge, huh? How pathetic. The men I train would rather die than commit treason. Not if you kill them first. Then they can't come back to haunt you. Well, guess what? You miscalculated. I'm back. And though I have lost everything, I still know what's important. Revenge! That opinion is all you left me with. See you in hell, Jason. Then Fitzgerald and his wife die too. Spawn stares into Wynn's black eyes. He knows this man does not bluff. So slowly he lowers his gun. The Executive Discretionary Directive. You remember what that means? That no matter how I die, orders are put into effect protecting the agency from those I have deemed dangerous. That would include you. But since I don't know your identity, I had to find other names for my enemies' list. Your fondness for Terry and his family is quite obvious. Unfortunately, they're now included in the directive, along with their daughter. The whole family becomes a smear on the wall if you insist on indulging your revenge. If I die, they die. Your choice. Yeah! Nearly 2 minutes pass as Wynn struggles to breathe. You stay away from that family. You so much as sneeze in their direction and I'll gut you within the hour. Do I make myself clear? You think you've won? Oh, excuse me. I read it wrong. It's actually left to right. We're not reading manga here. Trying this again. You think you've won? Then listen close. You stay away from that family. You so much as sneeze in their direction and I'll gut you within the hour. Do I make myself clear? Nothing can save you from me. And just to prove my point, tomorrow at midnight I'll be in your office. And no amount of surveillance, security, or armed guards is going to stop me. So you let them all know. Bring them all to the party because I want you to fully understand that anytime, anywhere, I can get to you. And that if you piss me off, you can die in a heartbeat. We'll kill you. No, you won't. Crash. Because you can't kill.
what's already dead.
And then Sophie just went nuts, making faces at everyone at the Burger King. Thank God she snapped. Thank God she napped after that. We know the feeling. When we leave a restaurant, you'd swear 10 pigs ate at our table. Terry sometimes crawls under the table to pick up the food debris. You should see the looks he gets from the couples without kids. I'm sure they double up on birth control for the next week. Mama? Me show bed? Sure, honey. You haven't seen Sophie's new bunk bed yet, have you, Wanda? Come on. As the females disappear down the hall, an uneasy silence settles over the living room. Then, we really appreciate you and Julie having us over for dinner tonight, Mitch. Yes, well, with all the tense times we've had lately, I know Wanda really needed this. Terry, listen, there's something you should know. The neighbors are getting together, trying to get a petition in place that essentially asks for your family to be removed from the area.
What?
They think your living here is putting them all in danger, your shootout, science kidnapping, and considering the people you work for, everyone's worried that these kinds of things would just continue to happen.
So how bad is it?
Pretty bad. Mike Keenan has even retained a lawyer. Julie and I are being shunned too because we're not joining in. The groundswell is growing. Everyone's saying they only want to protect their kids.
Jesus. 1:27 a.m. Weather patterns have been calm all day, so as the clouds suddenly begin to swirl, there's nothing the meteorologist can attribute it to.
Gale force winds and a 5-degree temperature drop in less than a minute. We humans will perceive nothing else relating to what's about to happen. To those born in realms beyond life, though what transpires next is impossible to ignore, and potentially catastrophic. Her name is Angela. She'd been in the process of learning more about her heavenly origins. That was before the light struck her, reducing her to component atoms. And a heartbeat. Transported an unimaginable and an unimaginable. Well, I guess it's supposed to be there. Look, that's an actual. You can see it's a typo. In a heartbeat, there was transported an unimaginable distance and across dimensions. Curse of the Spawn, number 10, which unfortunately we don't have. Emerging from the flames unharmed, manifested anew as mystical, energy dances slowly around her golden body. The hunter instinctively readies herself, tightly clutching her battle staff as she surveys the familiar landscape. Before she can move, a second stream of crackling vitality explodes from the same rift. Earth. She senses that hers are the only eyes able to perceive what is happening, and that this second bolt wasn't just a random shot. It had a purpose, with a target very much in mind. A heartbeat earlier, as he felt his costume grow taut, constricting his necroplasmic skin, Spawn came alert. He recognized the symbiotic costume signal of danger. Too late. Then all goes black. For one full minute, he lies motionless like some disregarded ragdoll tossed on the garbage heap.
What the hell was that?
That was a gasp of shock as much as a question. He didn't expect an answer, but now his crimson cloak convulses, snapping wildly like some rabid beast held back on a tether. It feels the presence of heaven.
Get up, Simmons. Angela? What's this about?
I thought maybe you could tell me. I was half a galaxy away a few minutes ago. Now I'm here, in your territory.
So you think I've somehow summoned you here, that now I control the cosmos, and I just happen to stand in the way of my own firepower? Get real. You're the angel here. I'm not quite up on all this heaven and hell BS.
Okay, I get the sarcasm. I'll share what I know, but first, call off your cloak. My ribbons aren't in the mood.
So?
A breach is formed within the Eternal Triumvirate. A cybernetic soul eater called the Argus is a catalyst in conjunction with Limbo.
Look, cut the biblical lingo and talk straight. I've already got a headache.
The spiritual glue that holds the universe together is coming loose. Understand? Because I sure don't. I just thought this little rendezvous might be more than a coincidence.
Obviously, it isn't.
Don't be so cocky. Everything happens for a reason. Fate doesn't deal in accidents, so act ignorant if you want, but I'm not about to... Conversation is abruptly terminated as Light bathes the duo. Chaotically, everything starts to unravel, literally. Burning white hot, the light takes form before imploding, slamming Spawn with its silent force, leaving him alone again with no answers. Toomp! Nausea stampedes through his body as he staggers uneasily into the night. There's a ringing in his ears, and Spawn is feeling strange. When he was alive, he called it being drunk. Don't give us that crap. We know you're holding out on us, man. See? Just like I thought. God bless Friday and them welfare checks. Come on, Freddy, let's go get us some beer. King-ing-ing-ing-ing-ing. Clock!
Hey! Well now, what do we got here? A little far from Harlem, aren't you, homeboy? We don't like your kind straying this way.
So, I'm gonna have to give you the count of 10 to take you and your faggy costume out of here. 1, 2, 10. Yeah!
You want a piece of me too?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
Fine. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you, sir. You know, I'd heard some about you, how you've been helping some of us homeless. They say you're some kind of hero, and you ain't afraid of nothing.
You all right?
You're a good man. Excuse me. You're a man. A good man. But they also said you were a monster or something. I'm going to tell them they was wrong.
Spawn listens to his ramblings for a while, then politely excuses himself. He needs to sit before he collapses.
So after he wins 20 games for him, St. Louis ships him off to the Phillies. I think they got Rick Wise in return. Anyways, the very next year, Philadelphia comes in last place. I mean, they played like crap. But get this, he goes 27-10. Can you friggin' believe it? 27 wins for a last place team? It was unreal. That's why Steve Carlton always be my idol.
That's interesting.
He wins the Cy Young by a unanimous vote. The whole thing changed my life. That was 1972. Ain't been anyone in the National League won that many since. Well, guess the fire's going pretty good now. Care for a little nightcap? Wow! Christ almighty, your face! It's back!
Wow. To be continued.
Holy mess, it's Al Simmons again, guys. And that's where we're leaving off for now, is the art gallery, of course. All the wonderful art that made this comic what it is and has made it stand the test of time. Spawn is an extremely long-running comic, guys. Issue 300 and something. It's amazing. And I know you might say, Batman has 600 issues. Yeah, Batman has thousands of issues. But an indie comic like Spawn going as long as it has, it's amazing, right? They never thought it would happen, but it did. Say what you want about Image Comics, they're still going strong. Sorry about my fans, I may have to fix that. Alright. So, okay, guys, that's all we got for this one. Remember, Spawn Origins Volume 10 contained the stories and artwork that helped cement the Spawn legacy. That's pretty much it. Alright, so what we got next? Give it just a minute. Definitely gonna have to turn that damn fan down. Usually it doesn't do that, so we'll have to see. Usually don't like that fan that loud. If it was a little loud, I apologize. Look at that. Wow. Volume 11. Stay tuned, guys. It's coming in May. I'm out.